recently, I think even in his Shir Psichi here, Marein Rav Shechter Shlita has pointed out that he finds the practice that many people have under a chuppah to do a Mesiras HaKsuba in front of Edim to be an act of Amaratzus. He had mentioned this again in my shul recently when he spoke about a number of wedding-related issues, and yet we find that many people are makbid about this. I was in a Kiddushin recently at a wedding together with Rav Moshe Weinberger, and after the Kiddushin, I went back to my seat, and one of Rabbi Weinberger's chassidim told me that you went back to your seat too early. Rabbi Weinberger stays up there to watch the Mesiras HaKsuba. I said, look, I know who the Masada Kiddushin is. I know that he's not at all makbid about the Mesiras HaKsuba. And then Rabbi Weinberger said afterwards, I only do that to satisfy the Litvaks. I don't think that it's really necessary. So the question is, who are these Litvaks and what do they require? What are they waiting for to be able to see the Mesiras? Why is it, is there any basis for anybody to be makbid about the Eidei Kiddushin staying to watch the Mesiras HaKsuba? So the very concept that there is such a thing as giving the Ksuba from the Chasan to Kala is something that appears in many sources, that the Chasan gives the Ksuba, but in all the early sources it doesn't say anything about doing so in front of Edim. For example, in the Shilta Srav Echaigo, in the Parash Chayisara Shilta Tazayin, Man Dubai Lemintzav Itzav, someone wants to get married, Mitbai Lekdush Bereisha, he has to be Makadish a woman, or Baruch HaBirch Seresin Ba'asara, you have to say Birch Seresin with a minion, or Birch Chasan Ba'asara, and you say the Shav Brachs with a minion, Umimsra Leksubasa, and you should give her ksuba. In the Bahag in Siman Lamed Vav, right? Similarly, Bar Yisrael Dabai Lemitzav Insa, a Jewish person wants to get married, wants to marry a woman, and Mibai Lekdush Bereisha, Ubruch HaBirch Seresin, Umimsa Leksuba, you got to be Mekadisher, say Birch Seresin, and give her ksuba. In the Tashbetz Katan in Siman Tav Samachay, he writes, Ukamashinamar Vichtim Al Shei Luchas Avanim, Veidem Elaikach Hachasan Choseim Venosein Haksuba Miyado. He not only signs a ksuba, but there is a Nesinas Haksuba. Rav Vosner writes in Shevet Alevi Cheleches in Reish Pehei, he writes somewhat cryptically that even though the poskim say there is no need for Edim, there is a practice to be makbid to immediately give the ksuba to a relative of the kala, and that he's makbid to always give to the kala's mother to make sure the kala right away gives the ksuba to her mother or her father, and to warn them not to forget the ksuba at the wedding hall, because he said that's a very common mistake. People often leave the ksuba behind at the hall, and that's obviously problematic. Now, but where does it come from, the idea to give it in front of Edim? So the suggestion is made based on the Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Ksubas Os Aleph, where he writes, V'shamati sh'aminag hazeh mipnei rov sveikos hanoldos b'kiddushin shim lo yo'ilu ha'kiddushin harishonim yo'ilu eilu she'yu b'shtar shakach hosaba havililintu k'das Moshe v'Yisrael. That maybe the idea is that in case there was a problem with the kiddushin, right, very often the Masada Kiddushin does a whole interrogation of the chassid under the chuppah, where did you buy this with your own money, how much money was it, is it a shavuot, right, so is it a shavuot, the Rama says you have to ask that under the chuppah, but all the other stuff, so sometimes there might be a problem with the maybe I've had shailas where they accidentally picked up the wrong ring from the jeweler, and they ended up with someone else's ring under the chuppah. He didn't know the difference. They only discovered it when she was like, "Yeah, that ring was a little tight," and then they realized they had the wrong ring. So, is that a valid kiddushin? There are all sorts of shailas that can come up with the kiddushin. So, to solve that problem, says the Orchos Chaim, maybe if you give the ksuba in front of Edim, that's a kiddushay shtar. Rav Sturmbach and Shuvas van Hagos Chelak Hei Simin Shin Lamed Hei suggests another reason. He says that since we do the Erisin and Isuin at the same time nowadays, and we do it all under the chuppah, we need some sort of maisa to show that you're not only doing an Erisin, that you want her to be Nesua Lo as well, that you want to affect an Isuin. So he gives the Ksuba as a demonstration that the Nisuin should be Chal now, and since many Acharim say that an Isuin is Davar Shebe'erev and requires Edim, so we give the Ksuba in front of Edim as a demonstration that the plan is that she should be Nesua already under the chuppah, meaning the almost exact opposite of the first suggestion. The first suggestion is that it's Maisa Kiddushin, that it's an Erisin. The second suggestion is that, no, this is a way of making it very, very clear that you're doing a Nisuin. I don't know why the seven brachos that follow are not clear enough that you're making it a Nisuin, or the fact that you're standing under a chuppah doesn't make it clear enough that it's a Nisuin, but be that as it may, that's the suggestion that Rav Sturmbach has in Chelek Hei. Rav Sturmbach in that very same tshuva also writes, V'nei shamati tam nifla b'shem agon revisiz al meltzitz asal. He said, I heard an unbelievable explanation from Rav Issa Zalman. Shari ein shibud shtar chal el b'shah shemolchiach mitocho, that the shibud of a shtar is only going to be chal when it becomes clearly evident that the shtar has already been activated. Tahainu shechal b'sof yamachsima. You know, if you were to write today's date on a shtar, it's not so clear right now whether it's already been activated, because it could be any time during the day today. So it would only be at the end of the day. The shibud is only going to be chal mishas mesira if the mesira of the shtar is in front of edim. Vim kain, the main edim mesira v'chubayis abalayla shibud shtar k'subu chal rak b'sof yom ha'machras. So one of the weddings is a nighttime wedding, and which means it's already tomorrow's date, and you don't have edim. So the shibud of the shtar, the shibud of the k'subu, is really only going to begin the next day. It's at the end of the next day. Vim kain l'chora aser ben time b'yichud mishto. So what's going to happen? The couple is going to go home together, but you're not allowed to be with your wife without a ksuba, and they have a ksuba. They will then have a ksuba that's not activated yet, that's not effectuated yet. So that's why they demanded that they give it in front of Eidei Mesira. And that way, by doing it in front of Eidei Mesira, the shibud is chal right away, and they'll be able to live together. So those are the three suggestions: that it's kiddushin, that it's nisuin, or a demonstration of nisuin, or that it's a way to make sure that the ksuba is activated so that they'll be able to live together, because you're not allowed to be with your wife without a ksuba. Now, there are objections to these suggestions. For example, the Ritva Maseches Kiddushin Daf Hei Amud Beis writes that when being Mekadesh B'shtar, you have to write Harei At Mekadesh Asli B'shtar Zeh. So to suggest that giving a ksuba is Kiddush Eshtar is very difficult to accept. You don't write in the ksuba Harei At Mekadesh Asli B'shtar Zeh, and the ksuba doesn't have the right words. Similarly, the Piskei Rid in Kiddushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph writes Hashtar Tzorik Lichtov Kitikno V'lo Yikari Kitikno Ele Kishayichtovo Harei At Mekadesh Asli B'shtar Zeh K'moshu L'gabe Kesef, that the only way to be Mekadesh with the shtar is to actually write those words in the shtar. The Orach HaShulchan Nebenezer Simlam and Beis Sif Aleph Ketzad Hu Kiddush Eshtar, how are you Mekadesh with the shtar? Yerkosev Alaneyar Aval Pishen B'shav Pruta, the paper doesn't have to be worth the Shav Pruta. You write Harei At Mekadesh Asli Harei At Mu'ures Asli Oh, Harei At Lili Intu Umosula V'Omerla Harei At Mekadesh Asli B'Shtar Zeh Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Says our HaShulchan, in addition to having it written in the shtar, you also have to verbalize it at the time that you are giving the shtar. They say in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that he held, and it's really what the Or HaChaim writes Beferish, that Havi Lili Intu is the equivalent of Harei At Mekadesh Asli. So Havi Lili Intu, it sort of does say in the shtar, in the ksuba Harei At Mekadesh Asli. The problem is Chassan and Kala certainly don't think of it as an act of kiddushin. They have having no das for kiddushin by giving the ksuba. Rav Sternberg writes in Tshuva Sman Hagus Chelik Beis in Tav Reish Nun that Shtar Kiddushin needs to be written Lishma, and he then suggests that maybe nowadays it's Stamma Lishma, but he says, but then you would have to write it, you can't use a form, you would have to write it out Lishma if you're using it as an actual Shtar Kiddushin. Makish Yitzhiya Lavaya, that just like a Shtar Gerushin has to be written Lishma, so that wouldn't work as a Shtar Kiddushin. Also, the Edim often have no idea that it's being done Lishem Kiddushin, if that's in fact what the intent is. They just know that the Masada Kiddushin said stick around, so they stuck around, but they have no idea what they're looking at, or that's the intent. There are those that were makbid about it, though, or that are makbid about it. Rav Sternberg says that the Briska Rav was makbid shachason yimsar ksuba lakala lifnei edim. And he suggested that it's not because the ksuba serves as kiddush eshtar, but because shabksuba kol mitzido schayvus shetei ishto v'chiyuvei ishos b'masayim zuz v'tosafos u'b'tosafos she'enu chayv klal is schayvus lakach gufa yesh lomar demol ki kiddushin b'taris kesef b'diavidim lo chalo kiddushin kodem. It's like a kiddush kesef for the when you're giving over this chayvus in the shtar. That's what he suggests. Not that it's a kiddushin with a shtar. They say that Rav Scheinberg was makbid about this. Rav Meisha was not makbid about it. They say Rav Freim Greenblatt, who was a talmud Rav Meisha, said he was makbid because he heard Rav Isazal Meltzer was makbid about it. And the Sefer Yipari and the Shlomo says Rav Eliyashu was not at all makbid about this. He didn't think you have to make a machal when people are. Rav David Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, obviously if Rav Meisha was not, he was also not at all makbid about this. Rav Shachta pointed out that you have two edim for Kiddushin. But this whole idea of having Edom watch the Ksuba seems like a new shtick, and he said it's a mistake for two reasons. The idea of Edom Esira is only for a Shtar Kinyan, not for a Shtar Raya, and a Ksuba is a Shtar Raya, not a Shtar Kinyan, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Sheet of Rambam and Tosos, that Edom Esira is only for Gittin and Kiddushin, and not for Shtari Mammon at all, and a Ksuba is a Shtar Mammon, meaning it's not true that it's a Shtar Kiddushin. We don't assume that way. And therefore it seems that many of these explanations are like after-the-fact explanations of something that people have done, but there's no real need to be machped about this this practice. Okay, have a good day, everybody.